I had a question about John 3:5. Were you reading? And this is obviously is talking about the birth process that's there. And from what I understood, you say that you believe this refers to baptism and the Holy Spirit Himself. In the talk, when it talks about of water and of spirit, I was wondering if you considered that this may be just talking about the whole process here, and that this is talking about both the physical and the spiritual aspect of what's going on. You have the physical act of water baptism paired with the circumcision of the heart, Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. And this is just talking about the whole process rather than the physical element and a gift that someone would receive. I just want your comments on that.
Nathan, I did consider that. And I guess the way I see that is kind of how I explained it. The imagery there in my mind, in John, he's, you know, all that, those verses I read about above, you know. And just contextually, it was hard for me to just ignore the fact that not just the word, an oath in there, you know, above and all that, but just the context just seemed to be pointing from to something that was just above. At this point, I just can't get there. I mean, I'm aware of that, and that's a strong argument, but I couldn't get there. But do you see how I got to where I...
I understand what you're saying, and I recognize the above there. I look at the circumcision made without hands. That's something man doesn't have a part in. This is something that takes place from above, and it's not negating above, but goes in hand in hand. I feel like in the context, it's really sticking more to the nature of the passage because it's talking about a whole process and not just baptism and then a gift, but the whole process. There's a physical and a spiritual aspect.
Right.
And the word spirit there isn't capitalized in the Greek. It's just spirit. And so yeah. It could mean spiritual or it could mean the Holy Spirit. Or as in later in the chapter, it talks about the wind, same yeah. word.
Yeah. You know, the capitalization thing, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not always, you know, they capitalize sometimes when it shouldn't, and sometimes, but I'm aware of that. Nathan, thanks for your comments. I appreciate it.
Roger.
Thanks, Bobby. I had two comments that I wanted to... I thought you did a wonderful job of talking about Psalms 19. I love that passage. And then connecting it with Romans chapter 1, verse 20. But it seems to me like those are speaking about the same thing, the same revelation of from creation. God is speaking to all of us, and all people are without excuse. He has revealed himself in creation to us, and that Psalms chapter 19 and Romans chapter 1 verse 20 are not two different kinds of revelation, but that they're the same thing.
Okay.
And you might want to comment about that, but I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to give the microphone away and sit down. The second thing I also appreciated was your comments about the Holy Spirit. I thank you for that, and I appreciate. I believe we need to be willing to talk about the Holy Spirit more in our personal lives and one-on-one. And I've tried to do that in my life. And but in saying that the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts, I think we need to be just as ready to say that Jesus dwells in my heart. Just as ready to say that, or that God dwells in my life, because all three dwell in our lives,
right.
And we need to be just as ready to say one as the other. And I just want to make that comment. Thanks a lot.
Okay, I appreciate that comment on the external. I guess I was focusing more on in that Romans 1, for he hath manifested in them I guess somehow you're saying that's still the external creation that he's manifesting in them, not something internal. That's okay. I see that. As far as the comment about I don't know how God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit all dwell in us. That's just a mind-blowing fact. I mean, it's just something that I wrestle with, and I just can't explain it, but I know the Word says it, and that's enough for me. You know, the faith of, the Scriptures say that. I don't try to feel it. I don't try to conjure up some kind of connection. It's a fact. I think when we accept these things as facts by faith, evidence of things not seen, that's what faith is. You know, the substance of faith is things that we don't see. So if we can't relate to that, then we're going to miss out on a lot, I think, because God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are all in us. Personally, I believe God is personal. The Holy Spirit is personal. Jesus certainly is personal. He made it personal. So saying a personal indwelling, I don't think that's a mischaracterization. Roger, it's just... Okay, I just stopped.
While I'm waiting for someone else to get courage to ask a question,
on your point about and the study of the Word from above, I read one writer that I thought clarified. I think what Bobby, I'm trying not to put words in your mouth.
Go ahead.
He said that from above is not the same as from within. From within oneself. And I thought that was maybe a helpful thing, that the location or locative kind of language, whenever he says this is from above, it's naming source and direction, rather than, his point was, is there's a difference of being born from above and from within, which I thought was an interesting point.
Just to follow up on that, Glenn, several of those guys I read after, Vincent was one, I think Earl was another one, his New Testament word meanings, and a couple other guys, I can't remember, but they kind of implied that even though that anothen there is again, and Nicodemus understood it, that the force of the word is such that Nicodemus would have understood that there was an above component in it because of the way the word was used in the culture. I don't know if it's true, but the above is just in there so strong, and it's not picked up by the translator service.
Brett Hickman.
Thanks, Bobby. Enjoyed that. In Titus 3, verse 5, and John 3, verse 5, there seem to be quite a bit of similarities. I wondered if you have done much comparing and contrasting the idea of being born of water and the Spirit and the idea of being saved by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And how many similarities and differences there might have been in those two ideas and those two passages.
Well, I did, Brett. I did, and...
Bobby, speak up, please.
Okay, I did do some comparison, Brett, on those, and actually what I came up with is that the washing of regeneration was equivalent to water baptism. Washing of regeneration. I equated that scripturally equivalent to it because and then renewing of the Holy Ghost, it just, those two phrases there just seem to, I guess in my mind, be talking about the same thing. And also, even Romans 6, I mean, just bear with him in baptism. Okay. Raised to walk in newness of life. Renewing of the Holy Ghost. I couldn't see. I was looking for differences. But the more I looked, I mean, they weren't technically equivalent, but conceptually, I thought they were. So, and like I say, this is kind of a work in progress. You know, I'm not, there's some things that I probably would be emphatic on, but there's some things that I, you know, but I do get your point. I get your point. I just, that's kind of where I was on it. Do you see it a little differently?
I was hoping that you break that down and give us some more if you could, but just kind of looking at that, curious.
Yeah. Well, I can get with you after, and I can kind of give you my notes for that. But yeah, I did look at it, and so far, this is what I came up with.
Thank you. Kind of back along what Nathan was saying, did you consider in Ephesians 5, verse 26, speaking of Christ loving the church, he says that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Did you consider whether that might could be a parallel with John 3, 5?
Give me that verse again, John. Ephesians.
Ephesians 5, 26.
Yes, I did. But I guess I kind of went at it with a, I think this might have been one of the last verses I looked at. But I didn't make the connection as to what Nathan was talking about. But thank you for that. I consider that.